Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Boy, one more hour of Overnight America until it's technically the weekend. The weekend starts technically when it starts with me. So, yeah, that's right. There I am, up in front of the weekend. So if there's anything you want to get off your chest while you got some time, we're connecting you with the rest of America. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So you heard the news there, a little update. We had Matt Rindy from AccuWeather on. It looks like we're going to be getting 2 or less inches of snow, somewhere between 1 and 2 inches of snow with this storm that's coming in through Friday. We got lucky. Apparently, it was sliding to the south. And the way the storm's coming through from, you know, to the southeast, it means that you have to be, you know, pretty far south of downtown St. Louis to still see the 2 to 4 range. Really, from where we are, we're doing pretty good. And the farther north you go, you're going to be doing even better. So if you're in the downtown area and you're worried about driving home, the temperature is still going to be the same. We're just not expecting the snow. So we might have an inch maybe by drive time, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock. But we don't know if it's going to be all that bad. It might be slippery, but just not all that bad. So we got lucky. We'll take it. Good news from Matt Rindy and AccuWeather, who joined us last hour. I got a couple of food stories for you. Food story. Oh, I love food stories. Whenever we know someone that's getting married, my wife and I, she says, oh, we got to go to the wedding. And I say, we got to find a way to get out of the wedding. I don't want to travel back to Michigan or Ohio. I want to do everything I can to avoid going back for a wedding. Why? Because you know the people you're going to go visit will never come visit us. So what's the point? We're not going to play this dance. We're not going to play this game. My wife's more sentimental than I am. You know, she feels like she has to go to all these weddings or whatever. And I saw this story over in the Daily Mail. A vegan bride-to-be has taken her lifestyle choice a little bit further, and she made it clear to anyone eating meat in her family and the members that were going to attend her wedding, stay home. You're a meat eater. Don't even bother. This is like a dream for me. I wish there was ways that I was being excluded from going to these weddings. Oh, can't go. See, they don't want meat eaters. Oh, sorry, honey. Looks like we can't go to this one. Oh, man. Why can't there be more of these bridezillas like this? So this is what she wrote. Just for some I don't exactly know what she sounds like. I'm just going to guess she sounds like this. Just for some context, some family members were told they were not invited to my wedding because we don't want to host murderers at our wedding, which is supposed to be one of the happiest days of our lives. I think that's how she sounds. I'm pretty sure. No, that's fine. It's her wedding. She doesn't have to have the people there she doesn't want to have there. And this is a blessing, man. I would take that and I'd say, see ya. And great, I don't have to write you a check for a gift. Just save myself some money too. The travel time, the waste of the day. And probably would have get there and you would have hated the food. Yeah, here's the whole vegan food. What are we eating? Oh, looks like we're eating broccoli and, I don't know, water chestnuts and stuff. Oh, man. I'm so hoping that the next time we get invited to a wedding, something like this happens. Oh, and then she posts online, the one bride. When family tries to guilt trip you into letting them come to your fully vegan wedding, even though they are omnivores. You know, the crazy thing is, here's the thing. One woman wrote, unless they were planning on showing up with bucket loads of KFC. This person is crazy. No, let her be crazy. That's fine. Don't. No, no. You got a gift here. Encourage it. Foster that gift. Here's another food story I found on Fortune magazine. Diet sodas are often considered the healthier alternative to sugary beverages, but a study this week is cautioning that drinking the low-calorie drinks is associated with greater risks of strokes and heart attacks. 5.1% say of the women that they had surveyed in this data, 82,000 people they studied, 5.1% say they consumed at least a diet beverage per day. That group had significantly greater likelihood of strokes and coronary heart disease. Women who drank two or more artificially sweetened drinks had 23% higher risk of strokes in general and 31% higher risks of strokes involving clotting in smaller blood vessels in the brain. 29% were more likely to suffer from heart disease and 16% more likely to die from any cause than other women in the study. Wow. So think about that next time you go and you buy in bulk. Oh, no, it's caffeine-free, sugar-free. Oh, everything's great for it. Well, diet sodas, as it turns out, if you're a woman, according to this study, you got a much higher risk of stroke or heart attack. Previous studies linking diet sodas to strokes and heart attacks have drawn criticism, but, you know, that's a lot. 82,000 women they studied. That's not a small sample size. This ain't 1,000 or anything crazy like that. One other food story. Maybe I'll do this right after the break. So Steak and Shake has made an announcement. Here in St. Louis, have you noticed a lot of the locations close their doors? It's funny because people started to recognize that we're remodeling was kind of a story they were being told because they would stop by and look and there was no remodeling going on in some of these locations. Have you noticed that? 8 locations across St. Louis, doors still closed. We're going to talk about why they're closed next on Overnight America, KMOX.
You make it easier when life gets hard. Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been.
Now that Valentine's Day is wearing down, hey, at least you'll have the candies left over to eat for the next few days. I'm sure it'll be gone by Sunday. I got a thing of Oreos the other day. I probably had about 7 of them before work today. It's so easy to eat Oreos and coffee. I love dunking them in that. I really like talking food, too. You know what I've been keeping my eye out for are those Mickey Mouse ice cream bars. I haven't seen those in the stores yet. I've been keeping a watchful eye. You see, the Steak and Shake made a call to Fox 2, who's been trying to figure out why their stores have been temporarily closed for quote-unquote remodeling for so long. Yeah, Fox 2 did a story on this the other day.
After 2 days of asking, I'm finally getting answers from the company's corporate office. It seems not only were stores...
from the corporate office. Wow, la-di-da.
Corporate office. It seems not only were stores shut down to remodel, but also to find franchise owners.
Oh, how would you like to be one of the owners of those shops, 8 of them, and you're no longer the owner?
A couple of weeks ago, Steak and Shake temporarily closed 8 stores in the St. Louis metro area. They said it was for remodeling, but today their CFO of franchising told me it's more than just remodeling.
Oh, more than meets the eye. I wonder if they all had separate owners or if it was just one owner with 8 different locations. Because I don't know how you can oust an owner. I don't know how that works in an agreement like that. Normally, you have ownership in there and you own it. I mean, they might be able to pull your franchise rights. They might say you're no longer allowed to be a Steak and Shake, but I don't know how you can just oust an owner unless they're selling back to it or they just walked away from it voluntarily.
We are looking for franchise partners to come in and own and operate those locations.
I asked him why those 8 locations.
They were not extremely well run from a cleanliness, from a customer service perspective.
Yeah, gross. How'd you like to eat regularly at one of those 8 locations and find out they weren't all that cleanly? Yeah. So their goal is to put these franchise partners in some new partnership roles.
The restaurants under your new philosophy won't be opening unless you get franchise partners, I guess, right?
Well, it may take some time. It all depends.
Murray says their goal is to put in franchise partners in all 400 stores nationwide. He adds that they're looking for people with great ability, not necessarily great capital.
They would pay a $10,000 initial franchise fee, and then they would go through a rigorous training program that could last anywhere from 4 to 6 months.
Wow. So who do they think they are? Chick-fil-A all of a sudden. They want to put them through this giant training program. I know that McDonald's has their own McU, McDonald's University. We know that the Oscar Mayer Wiener mobile drivers, they go through Oscar Mayer Wiener training, the university. They have to learn how to drive that big thing. So, yeah, it's not uncommon that they have this sort of nationwide training. It's kind of interesting. $10,000 franchise fee seems pretty low. And franchise, and to try to get something that's recognizable, you already have locations. So you have locations set. You have everything all set up. You just have to be trained and keep a standard up. I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Once a store achieves what the company calls gold standard status, then the investor would become owner. But an employee I spoke with calls it the franchise partner pipe dream, saying the company is struggling, firing district managers, is low on employees, and attaining gold standard status is next to impossible.
Oh, wow. So the people they talk to don't, maybe that's what happened with these eight. They ousted them, maybe as part of their agreement. That's tough. That's tough to get past. You know, you don't want to invest money in your time and your resources into it and then have them say, well, you're never going to get it, ever.
They say the restaurant in Arnold and the one on Watson are the only two to reach gold standard.
Our whole goal here is to provide our customers with a consistent gold standard dining experience.
All right, that was from Fox 2. So if you're wondering why it's taking a little bit longer for your Steak and Shakes to open back up here in the St. Louis region, that's why. They don't meet the gold standard. So next time you walk into a Steak and Shake, say, is this a gold standard Steak and Shake, or do I need to be worried about what's going on in the back? So basically, they're sending some mixed messages here, aren't they? It seems like that's a piece where they tried to do a little damage control, and it may have made them look worse towards the end. I guess we'll see how that rolls out. But what a great opportunity, I guess, if they, I don't know what it says in the writing, the back end of these agreements, but, you know, 10 grand is a pretty low buy-in cost for a franchise that's recognized nationwide. You know, talking about some, just questionable activity, have you seen the latest in this Empire television show actor? Here, ABC 7 did an update. And as you've probably have followed this a little bit, Jussie Smollett claimed that two men attacked him on January 29th. He said it was a hate crime, and it was perpetrated with guys screaming, make America great again, or whatever. Well, there's a lot of holes in what he was saying, and there was a lot of questionable things that went along with it. And almost instantly, the news organization started to use that word, alleged crime. And now, here's the latest from ABC 7 in Chicago. Listen to what's happening next.
Eyewitness News has learned that two persons of interest are being questioned here, and one of those individuals is also an actor who has appeared on the TV show Empire. This says...
Oh, so there's two individuals, and we've later found out their lawyer, Gloria Schmidt, has come out and said their brothers are in police custody in the alleged hate crime against the Empire actor. But ABC 7 put that in. They learned that one of them is a cast member?
Smollett speaks publicly for the first time in an interview on Good Morning America.
He said, this MAGA country punches me right in the face. So I punched his back. And then we started tussling. You know, it was very icy. And we ended up tussling by the stairs. Fighting. There was a second person involved who was kicking me in my back.
Smollett's appearance on GMA comes as his TV show Empire films this evening on the Mag Mile. Tonight, we're learning from multiple sources that police are investigating whether Smollett and the two persons of interest staged the attack.
Ooh, so I guess it's Smollett, possibly staged the event? It's kind of interesting that they may have known who the people were. One of them worked on the show. Is it possible that they staged this? There was some of the things that were questionable about this altogether. So when eventually he did get a hold of police and talk to police, we're talking about way after the fact. There were some things that anyone that was attacked would normally have done to themselves that he didn't. He wasn't trying to preserve a crime scene. I think he was trying to preserve a certain look to buy what happened. And people started saying, no, that's not how a normal person would react to this. That's not how anyone would react to this. And it started raising red flags immediately. And I think with all of the different hoaxes we've had when it came to quote unquote hate crimes that have turned out to be 100% hoaxes, media's like, hey, we've learned our lesson. We're not going to call it as a hate crime. We're calling it an alleged attack. And we're going to wait until the facts come out on this one. And you know what? They're smart to do it.
In the Streeterville neighborhood, allegedly because Smollett's character was being written out of the show, we're told the north side home of those two persons of interest was raided by police and shoes, electronic devices, and other items were seized. Someone familiar with the investigation tells Eyewitness News Smollett was a no-show for an interview earlier today with police. In that GMA interview, he said he was convinced the two people seen on surveillance video released by police are the men who attacked him.
I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them. Never did. I understand how difficult it will be to find them, but we gotta. I still want to believe, with everything that has happened, that there's something called justice.
Sounds like acting. You know, it's I'm sorry, but there's a lot of red flags on this one. So the police apparently are going to look into this in other ways, too. I've seen other reports out there that say they're going to look in and see if it was perhaps a false police report or maybe he's not being 100% truthful. Or this could just dissolve and they could say, well, we talked to some people of interest. There's no proof against them. There's no proof that they orchestrated this. So there's just nothing. Nothing happens at all. And he's already came out and talked to the quote-unquote doubters during that interview on Good Morning America. Now, the latest from Gloria Schmidt, who's the attorney for the two men in custody, they're two brothers. They also worked on the actor show, which is Empire on Fox. Here's what the lawyer's saying now.
When they first learned about what happened to him, they were horrified. This is someone that they know. This is someone that they've worked with. So they don't want to see somebody go through that.
All right. And she also had this quote.
They were actually detained at customs at O'Hare Airport. They had no idea what was going on. And they've been detained since then.
Okay. Fox, as a network, came out with a statement. So one of the things that ABC7 pointed out in their reporting is that this actor, Smollett, was being written off the show Empire. And Fox came out and said, the idea that Jussie Smollett has been or would be written off Empire is patently ridiculous. He remains a core player on the very successful series, and we continue to stand behind him, they said in a statement. So that's where it stands. Who knows? Maybe by the time we get back here on Sunday night, something else will have happened. Something different will break into it. That's got to be, it's just a weird situation where we are reporting anything in the news anymore. The sad thing is, we've had so many of these hoaxes in the past that you have to immediately be skeptical of reports that have red flags associated with them. That's the sad thing, because it shouldn't have to be like that. There shouldn't have been people out there that have perpetrated these sort of hoaxes in order to gain attention for themselves. They've perpetrated these false hate crimes in order to serve some sort of political derangement in their head. And they pull these things out there and they get caught and they get shamed and the media falls for it. But this time I think they've learned their lesson a little bit. They're starting to distance themselves and start to put the right phrases in front of it, like alleged hate crime, until more of the information's coming out. Yeah, like one of the weird things, was it a half hour or an hour after the attack happened? So they said that the suspects, the two attackers, at least according to Smollett, was they put a noose around his neck, but he waited for police to come. When he finally called police and got around to it, he still left it around his neck. Like, wouldn't you take that off? Like, if someone actually attacked you, and plus he's saying they had a scuffle and they fell downstairs. I mean, if you're actively scuffling with someone or people or something like that, and you finally get away, you're telling me you'd leave that on? So that's a little weird, right? And when the police wanted to go through some of his records to figure things out, and as the reports came out that they were also looking into this as possibly not have happened, and they wanted to get a clearer picture, you know, he was withholding records, he wasn't showing up for police questioning, things like that. You know, some really weird things were going on. So who knows exactly what happened here? Again, he could be telling the truth. He very well could be telling the truth. But the thing is, there's no evidence either way right now. And with all of the hoaxes that have happened in the past, it's impossible just to believe anyone by the words they say. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Oh, yeah, this is nice. You could just leave this in the regular bumper music rotation. That's nice. Overnight America continues for another half hour or so until we say see you later to the weekend. David, down in Georgia. Hey, David, what's going on?
Hello. I remember hopping up and down to that song some time ago.
Oh, you were really into it. Yeah. How many years ago? Was that 80s, late 80s, early 90s, somewhere in there?
No, that's, I believe that particular song is fairly early Prince. I think it's still late 70s. Once he had a hit, they played it for a pretty protracted period of time.
Yeah, 1979. Wow. Good call. So what's going on, David?
I have an experiment I'm about to conduct. So I checked around with a number of the Rose people, mm-hmm. and the majority said you might be able to root long stem roses that are commercially available. And I figure there's going to be a lot of those sitting around after Valentine's Day. Because basically what you do is you cut a new bottom, touch it to some root generating mixture that's commercially available at your local plant store, mm-hmm. and then put in a rose-friendly environment and see if it will take root.
What does that mean, take root? So it would be able to, like, replant itself?
Right. It would. You would have a bare stem that would generate roots.
Okay.
So you basically get your standard rose on the cheap. So I'm going to poke around and see if I can get a decent price and run about a half a dozen experimental roses out there.
So you're just going to grow your own roses in the future, and that way you can prevent having to go out and buy them.
Right. Well, this is in part just to see if it'll work. It's like if I'm not counting on it. If it shows up, then all the better. I don't know if you're familiar, but if you go out and buy roses these days, the root and the top of the rose are not the same variety.
Yeah. Well, David, I'm trying to remember. Do you have sight issues?
Yeah, I don't have much sight.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. How hard is that to be able to do something like this? And because a lot of that has to be by sight. You can't really stick your hands in there without messing up the roots, can you?
A lot of the root mess is, disentangling something or taking a clot out. That actually is very tactile. It's not necessarily visual.
I see.
I tell people plants can't move. If your plants are moving, you need to change your medication.
Little Shop of Horrors style.
Right. there are a lot more things you can do as a visually impaired gardener than you'd expect. If you hop on the internet, there's a lot of stuff about blind gardening.
Well, how about that? I'll learn something new. All right, David.
Yeah.
I'll have to keep me updated with your experimentation. Let me know how it's going, okay?
Will do. Thank you, sir.
All right, have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pee-wee calling in from St. Louis. Hey, Pee-wee, what's going on?
Well, not much. I just wanted to sit there and compliment you because any man that gives us the freedom of speech on this radio, again, I compliment you because it's an outlet, kind of like therapy.
Yeah.
And you eloquently put some things that even I sometimes need to get off my chest. And hopefully you see it as such because it's such a rare voice that someone like you can put things in perspective. I think you asked some phenomenal questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a lot of people are aware of verbal judo, but it has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And I don't want to blow people away, but your questions are on point. Now, I assume you were talking about police. I just want to make sure I'm staying on point. I can talk about roses, and I can talk about because you know it takes chia pet fertilizer to make flowers, so I don't always know what it takes to make roses. The concept I really kind of want to talk about is something that fundamentally affects a lot of poor people, and that's police.
Okay.
Now, coming from a poor background, as you well know, I had handmade clothes. It is what it is. But I never had to worry about food. I never had to worry about shelter. And I never, ever had to worry about love. Maybe I was loved too much and too hard because my mom and daddy wanted me to go to a military academy.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have the pull. So let's go this way with police. Now, you can be a state police officer. You can be a local police officer. You can be a marshal. You can be a lot of things in the Fed, like CIA and whatnot. But there is a cost.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost is integrity. And the cost is to your wallet. Because if you think about it, why are these small municipalities necessary? Well, I don't know, but I do know one thing. Jennings is now controlled by North County. And if you look at the 8 precincts, if I remember correctly, in the structure of North County Police Department, let's just use Lieutenant Colonel Doyle as an example.
Mm-hmm.
He moved up from North County at Redmond Road, roughly, and 367 at that substation.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to call it a wolf pack because once they get a sniff of problems, they don't play around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember distinctly, across from the Lutheran Resale Shop, and what used to be Nodals, which is now, I believe, Natalie's, a wonderful, wonderful African-American woman, doing a fundamental thing of making people feel better by baking cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you can question her ethics of liquor-infused cupcakes, but quite frankly, Lutheran coffee is beer. And long story short, why not go to rallies and get a deal, as you perceive, in the middle of the perceived ghetto? But a long time ago, that used to be owned by Germans, and we all tend to like value. So here's my point. If you have a police officer, they used to walk the street, correct? And in Las Vegas, they have officers that ride bicycles. Why? Because they have a pulse of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the pulse right now in small municipalities is horrible. Follow the money. If you got a small municipality, how do you generate revenue? Well, you got to do hustling of tickets. And I know they ain't going to say it out loud, but let's just do an assumption. And I don't want to make the ASS out of you and me, if you know what I mean. So with that, if we have a bigger municipality, let's just use St. Louis City, who has a fine, fine man. I believe he's a graduate of a private school here locally. Second, you have leadership. I think he does a wonderful job fundamentally as well. But you also have internal affairs. And why? They're the referees of those below. I don't think always we turn a blind eye to what is really going on. Follow the money. And I'll use this as an example. I think St. Anne is right by the airport. And I think Bridges is right by the airport. Two totally different municipalities. However, they got to regulate theirs a lot closer because guess what? Lower amounts of numbers means more ability to generate revenue in nefarious ways. Now, nefarious is a big boy word. Corrupt. I'll just use that.
Well, I want to, before you go any further, are you trying to tie this into the city-county merger, or are you looking at this at a different way?
I'm looking at it a different way. Let's just say we do team. Together, everyone accomplishes more. So let's just say you've got city police and county police, and you eliminate all the small municipalities, hypothetically. Just hypothetically, you have an ideal world. And you know how idealistic goes. It's not realistic. So I'll be cynical. With that playing a chess game, if I had my ideal world, you'd have one police force that does everything right. And I'd have a state with no state taxes. However, there's only 4 that do, and I'm not going to list them out, but you know what I mean. With that, I'll leave you at this point. If you as a taxpayer paying for cops, I would assume that's correct, because we all do.
Yeah.
And if you all pay for your taxes to go to jails, why is it finally being known as a state senator that's going to sit there and ask one fundamental question? Why are we keeping these men in jail when all they were doing was trying to make money because they're poor? 2, it's not right, but they are legalizing marijuana in Marlboro. Don't kid yourself. They're already generating cigarettes that are wacky tobacco and not regular tobacco. 2, if you got cops out there that are truly doing the right thing, they are turning a blind eye on some of the minor stuff like traffic stops, jaywalking, and things. You know, it's just common sense to most of us. They're going to really go after the things like gun running, drugs, prostitution, because at the end of the day, they all kind of interconnect. They're not the same, but it's similar who's trying to control them. And finally, I'll leave you with this. If Donald Trump or whoever's leading wants to get something done that's right by his poor people, because, you know, the rich is rich. They always going to be rich if they play it smart. If they don't, it's on them. But poor is poor. And the last time I checked, if you ain't got no money, you ain't got no money, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever your flavor. Why don't those Templinites defend rather than take? And you can go to any level with that. Just follow the money. If you're not happy with your salary, then maybe we need to increase the salaries on police, firefighters, but everybody's going to complain and complain and complain. But the last time I checked, you get what you pay for.
Okay. Well, I'll address all those things. Do you want to hang on the line, or do you just want to listen off the line?
I can listen off the line if you like. I mean, just ask me a question. I'll give you an answer.
I'm going to address all of those points you just brought up. And the first one you brought up was marijuana crimes in prisons and overstacking prisons and things like that.
There's a lot of people that don't belong there.
Yeah, well, criminal justice reform is something that the administration has been taking on. In fact, they're trying to look at some of those issues of people that have been kept in prison for decades for several of these crimes.
So my question is, a tennis ball is, are you satisfied with it?
Was satisfied with the reform or satisfied with the way it is right now?
The way they're going. I mean, if you take baby steps, are you personally satisfied with where they're going with it?
I don't think we should ignore drug laws. So I don't think we should be. Yeah. And I don't also think that, you know, 30 years in prison, like some of these examples we've seen for first time offenders, is necessarily the best use of our resources either.
Right. The punishment doesn't necessarily fit the crime.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to hit all of these points just very quickly. The other thing you mentioned. So the next thing you mentioned was. So when it comes to cops, some of the biggest issues when there's different municipalities. So you pointed out a couple of different communities. So let's look at some of these really nice areas like the Claytons,
the
Ladues, the
Creepcores,
the
blue collar.
But yeah, but let's say this. So let's say that the police that work in those neighborhoods and those communities know what the needs are of those neighborhoods or communities. So if you were to have centralized police department, who's to say they're not going to say, okay, well, actually things are pretty good right now over there. So we're going to go put you downtown. Where we're still 150 police officers short. So if you have like one
ideal answer to it, or do you want a real answer to it?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if you have one centralized, you're going to lose the individual needs of the communities who do.
I agree.
And the taxpayers are going to be the ones that are going to lose out because you're going to be paying these police officers, and they're going to be drawn somewhere else. And now, one of the other major concerns with that too is they said one of the ideas is they want to shift the cops around over time. So you're in a certain area for 2, 3, 4 years, and then they put you in a different area, which is bad because once you get comfortable with the people in an area, the idea is you know who those people are, you know who those players are, and then when you just bring in a new shift, no one knows who anyone is, and that's when mistakes happen. And when mistakes happen, it's because they're unfamiliar with someone that may actually be no threat at all that they take as a very serious threat, and there's no communication between the departments. So that's harmful, I think.
I'll leave you with this. There's a delta effect. You need three. That way you got checks and balances and accountability. It's tough to accomplish, but that's ideal.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Pee-wee.
Sir.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Producer Ben wants to talk to you here. I'll put him on hold. Here's another one. You mentioned the poor. There was a latest report that just came out that food stamps are down over 1 million requests. So 1 million plus, I think it was closer to 1.5 million people that were on food stamps are no longer on food stamps. That's the latest number. It's way down. So we know that unemployment continues to drop. We know that more people are getting jobs and opportunities. So you can say the easiest thing to do is to continue to raise the minimum wage over and over and over and over again. Well, let's look at how the economy is going right now. There's like 7 million jobs that are unfilled. So there's jobs out there for people to take, okay? 7 million that still haven't been filled. That was the last number I saw. Unemployment's down, and the nice thing is unemployment's down in certain minorities. If you're black or Hispanic, you're doing a lot better than you were 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. We're talking about record lows right now. So I don't think you have to say the only way to fix that is to raise minimum wage. You know what's working? Everything we're doing right now, what the president's laid out economically speaking. That's a good sign. That's when there's a demand, unemployment's lowering, you have the opportunities, less people are applying for food stamps. That's huge. So I don't think you have to do the minimum wage. Was there another point you brought up? There's a lot in there. But Just a couple of counterpoints for Pee-wee. I'm glad he called in. I'm glad every time he calls in. All right, we're going to get a couple of more of your calls coming up next. We only have a little bit more time until we say goodbye for the weekend. It's Overnight America, KMOX. When a man loves a woman. One last segment for the weekend. Oh, man. Always excited. This is a feel-good moment for me. Hopefully you guys enjoy your weekend, too. We'll be back again Sunday night at 11. Hey, Rich. What's going on?
Hey, you were talking about Steak and Shake.
About
an hour or so.
You guys have those up in South Bend, don't you?
Yeah, I never eat at them.
Okay.
I don't eat at chain restaurants. I got a taste for a hamburger or a cheeseburger, I go to a local restaurant.
Oh, why don't you do the chain restaurants?
Because their food, quite frankly,
underwhelming. You think so? What about some of the higher-end chains? Do you ever go to, like a Ruth Chris Steakhouse or something like that?
Nope. If I want a cheeseburger or a hamburger, I go to a local restaurant. It's fried on the grill. It's you're giving it, and it's nice and grill hot.
Mm, like that.
French fries.
You like the diner experience?
Do I like what?
Go to diners, places like that?
Yep.
Yeah, diners are great.
Best food.
Yeah.
Pizza, the same thing.
Yeah.
There's pizza, local, one of three pizzerias I go to. There's a bar restaurant in downtown Mishawaka, outstanding steak.
Mm.
And again, locally owned.
Mm. So you know the places to go to, and you just take advantage of that.
I was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana in 1952.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to find a lot of these places that are open this late, though, right?
No. No, the local place is usually called close, depending on business, 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
The bar in downtown Mishawaka, they close on weekends about 1 o'clock, depending on are they busy or not.
Yeah. So you got to get there during the day. You're not going to be hopping over after your shift there, after you're watching the lot.
Not at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No.
But again, in two hours, my 5-day weekend starts.
Yeah. You know what I love? I love going to diners. And I'm just like you. If I can find a diner to go to, I will. And why can't I think of the one very popular diner that I love to go to right now, the big yellow sign? Why can't I think of their name? Oh, Waffle House. I love Waffle House. You ever go there?
Oh, that's a chain.
Yeah. You still won't do it?
Do you like sausage and gravy?
No. I normally just get the standard eggs, bacon, hash browns, toast.
Well, if you're ever in South Bend, the place opens up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they're open 7 days a week. It's a bar on Mayflower, on the far west side of town. Can I say the name?
Yeah, go
for it. It's a local bar.
Yeah.
West Winds.
Yeah.
Outstanding food.
Yeah. There's a lot of... do you go to Fish Fries on Fridays?
Yeah, he has West Winds, and the bar in downtown Mishawaka have great fried perch.
Mm. Next time you're in there, let them know that you called into a radio program in St. Louis, Missouri to brag about them. Let them know.
Nice.
I don't like that.
If you're ever in South Bend, it's on Mayflower, just south of Western Avenue, Indiana, too.
Yeah.
You will not be disappointed in the food.
Okay, Rich, thanks for the review, your live Yelp review here on the program. I don't know if I'll be in South Bend ever again, but if I am, I'll make sure to look that place up. Hey, thank you for calling in. Have a great weekend.
Sure. You
right.
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Real quick, because we only have about a minute here. Oh, Kyle texts in, Eat Right Diner. Yeah, I haven't been there yet. I've been meaning to give him a try. Another text message going back to if it was a hate crime hoax or not. What will the coverage be via the media? while probably ignored. I mean, they might mention it because it's entertainment based and there's a person associated with it. But I mean, let's be honest. What have we seen with the media so far? Just real quick, I might have to save this for Sunday. So it's been 2 days since the NBC exclusive reporting that the Senate Intelligence Committee has found zero material evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Zero evidence. Think how much time they spent in the last 2 years saying, oh, it's collusion, 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 collusion. Well, 2 years they investigated. They talked to hundreds of witnesses. They found zero evidence. ABC, CBS, NBC has said nothing. Nothing. And let's not forget, too, that's not the only thing that they've ignored. The network also blacked out the investigation that found the Covington kids did nothing wrong. They did an investigation. They found out those Covington kids, no evidence they did anything that the media immediately jumped on their backs for. So, you know, they're pretty good at embarrassing themselves, but they're not good at pointing out the corrected nature of what the truth led them to. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll be back again Sunday night for Overnight America. We'll see you.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.